This morning we continue in our last of this series of clearing the clutter, and so our last in this series where we'll be reading from the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, beginning with the 11th verse, Paul writes, "Not that I'm referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I've learned the secret of being well-fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, Lord, this morning may the words of my mouth, may the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Before I get started this morning, I do want to share something with you all. This past week on Thursday, Joshua went before our District Committee of Ordained Ministry and became a certified candidate for ordained ministry. And what that means for us is that effective March the 1st, he will be under appointment as clergy here at this church as our associate pastor, and I'm very proud. You will find in your bulletin in the Connect, Grow, Go section, we are trying to make sure that we have in that section things that are helpful for you as you try to apply what you hear in worship, what you experience in worship. You'll notice today there's even some lines for taking notes of things that you may hear or may experience in the sermon that you go, I want to remember that. So I encourage you to take a look at that. As I said, this is the last of the series of clearing the clutter. We've saved space until last because now we've just gone to meddling, right? As we think about that. As in some of the other Sundays, we did an interview of someone within our own membership that could speak to the subject at hand. And for today, as we deal with space, who better than our own member, Brenda Parks, who is the self-styled real OC diva. Let's meet Brenda.
My name's Brenda Parks, and I got to be the OC diva. I was born this way. I've always been organized. And so then God reminded me that I have this gift, even though it sounds strange, to organize. And it's something I've always done and something I love doing. And so he said, here you go. This is what you can do. And so it started there. Almost 3 years ago, I started kind of putting myself out there, letting people know if there was a closet, a pantry, a drawer, your purse, that you need help organizing. Let me help you because I can do that. And so here I am, the real OC diva.
I love how God can use all the parts of our personality and all the gifts that sometimes we think are gifts and sometimes we're not sure, in service of God for sure. And just as we are integrated wholes, mind, body, and spirit, and dis-ease in any one of those can produce dis-ease in those other parts of us, so too the physical space that we live in can be both a cause of distress or a symptom of distress in our own inner being, or it can contribute to our healing and to calm in our inner being. Last week, Lauren talked about that, the sacred spaces, and encouraged us to make a place like that in our home that we can go to. I asked Brenda, what happens to her and to us when there's just too much clutter around us?
I think for one, it, you know, you're overwhelmed, you have anxiety, you are just kind of, you have negative, just space, and it clutters your head, and you know, just the anxiety part. I know for me, you know, if I see a space that's just, you know, messy or I just needs order. For me, it brings anxiety. And so for me to organize that and get it streamlined and simplified, it makes me feel better. I feel the weight is lifted, and then I can function.
Organizing our space, for many of us, I think, can decrease anxiety. Because clutter drains our energy. It drains our time because we are looking for things that we can't find because they are misplaced. And it creates stress. When our home is not our sanctuary, but it's sometimes can become even a place that we dread because it's so cluttered, or it becomes a place of embarrassment, worried that in case somebody just stops by, what they might see. But how do we get to that place? You know, we collect things for a number of reasons. There's a blogger, Michael Cho, who did a blog on how it is that clutter happens. And he said, we collect things for a number of reasons. Maybe you think you're going to need to use it later, or it has sentimental value, or you just spent good money on it. So you feel like you just ought to keep it, even if you haven't touched it in weeks or months or even years. You might be holding on to that book that you bought a year ago just in case, because you know you're going to read it someday, or those killer pair of shoes that you swear you're going to bring out for just that right occasion. The reality is you might have made a mistake in purchasing those items, but it literally hurts your brain to come to terms with that. Researchers at Yale identified two areas of the brain that are associated with pain, the anterior cingulate cortex and the insula, that those two areas light up in response to letting go of items that you own and feel a connection towards. The same area of the brain that lights up when you feel physical pain from a paper cut or for drinking coffee that's too hot. You see, your brain views the loss of your valued possessions as the same as something that causes you physical pain. And the more that you've committed emotionally or financially to an item, well, the more you try to keep it around. And also found some research that shows that when it comes to physical things, even just merely touching an item can cause you to become more emotionally attached to it. There was a study where researchers gave the people in the participants coffee mugs to touch and to examine prior to participating in an auction. And then the researchers varied the amount of times that the participants were allowed to handle these mugs, wanting to see if that had an effect on the amount of money participants were willing to spend on the mugs during the auction. And the results of that study show that the participants who held those mugs longer were willing to pay over 60% more than those who held them for shorter periods. The study concluded that the longer that you touch an object, the greater the value you assign to it. Apple is very familiar with that effect. You go into an Apple store, right, and it is designed to get you to interact with their items, to get you to form this emotional attachment. And whenever you introduce new items into your life, you immediately associate some sort of value to them. And that can make it harder to give them up in the future. And this psychological connection to things can lead to this accumulation of stuff. But whether it's in your closet or on your office desk, excess things in your surroundings can also have a really negative effect on your ability to focus and to process information. That's what they found from Princeton University when they looked at people's task performance in an organized versus a disorganized environment. And the results of the study showed that physical clutter in your surroundings, well, it competes for your attention. And it can result in decreased attention and increased stress and decreased creativity. There was a team from UCLA that observed 32 Los Angeles families and found that all of the mothers' stress hormones spiked during the time that they were dealing with all the stuff in their house. Similar to what multitasking does to your brain, physical clutter can overload your senses, make you feel stressed, and impact your ability to think creatively. Now, the researchers were also pretty quick to point out that that clutter is, in fact, a relative term, right? So for what one person may need, a completely empty space, and some other people need a few little items around them to help them with their creativity. So it really is really individualized as to what is clutter for you. But Brenda has some advice for us.
I think today, you know, physical clutter is one thing, but I think we carry a lot of mental clutter. So I've had to like focus on today. Breathe and mentally say, okay, this is what I have today, and I'm going to do this today. And then I have those five or six things, and then when the day's over, I scratch it off, and today is done, then the next day. So one at a time, one day at a time. It gives you a way to prioritize, like to really focus on things that you need, things that you don't, you know, get rid of the things you don't need. And so we're not ever maybe letting things go and letting things out. And so then that's when everything starts to pile and you're looking around, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, how do we get here? And so I think if you know, a bag a day, and I tell people, some people can let go of a trash bag, some people, a Ziploc bag, just whatever you're willing to let it go, and it feels good. And like, again, you'll keep going and getting those things out. And allows you to, you know, get out and enjoy your life a little more.
I'm really have enjoyed seeing how much our church has gotten behind the clearing the clutter. And I know that some of you have actually taken that really seriously, because the ham truck that is parked out there yesterday, David Costabor put a thing, it's almost full. And then this morning it got reorganized. Thank you, Walter. And so there's a little more space in it. But it's really wonderful that many of you have taken that challenge. And just because you may not have for this weekend, Ham is open, you know, all the time. And we'll be glad to take your donations if you take them there. But so, you know, like Brenda said, start small if you need to get rid of clutter. Clear the clutter in one tiny space. And then if you live with other people in your household, help to train the other people in your household to pick up those things that they also lay out. This is not something that you can do alone if you live with other people. And I encourage you to look. There are lots of web pages out there. I did just a quick search, and there are lots of web pages that'll help you to deal with the clutter, to make a personal plan on how to deal with that. Look at their suggestions and then make a plan for either in your house or in your work environment, knowing that it'll pay dividends and freed up time and more emotional energy and more creativity and more peace. But ultimately, we have to ask ourselves this question: do you own your stuff, or does your stuff own you? Right? We remember the parable of the rich fool. We find it in Luke chapter 12. The man that had so much clutter, had accumulated so much stuff, has so productive of fields and grain, and he said, you know what? I'm going to just build me a Bob's storage shed. And I'm going to put all my stuff there. And then I'm going to be, yay, I've got everything all saved up. And relax, eat, drink, be merry. And the Lord said, you fool. You're not going to make it through the night. And then all this stuff that you have, whose is it going to be? We talked about this back in the fall when we talked about all those folks from the devastation of Harvey and all those belongings that were out by the curb. And I asked the question then, how will all that stuff that we're accumulating look out by the curb? Because it's going to be there one day for sure. Paul, sitting in a prison cell, he can say, as he looks back on his life and time, he knows what it is to have much. He knows what it is to have little. And he's learned the secret of contentment in any and all circumstances. And friends, that contentment, I believe, is fueled by gratitude. The source of contentment is knowing who and where our source of security really lies. That our identity is found not in the accumulation of stuff, but our identity is found in Christ, through whom Paul says, I can do all things through the one who gives me strength. A right relationship with our stuff begins with a right relationship with Christ. Because as we grow in our maturity and in our walk on the path of discipleship with Christ, that will filter our spending habits, our collecting habits, our ability to be generous, all through that one relationship. And we become more full of gratitude. And that leads to greater contentment. So I think the question that we can all ask ourselves this morning is, do I have so much stuff that it actually comes between me and Christ? Is so much of my time spent taking care of my stuff or moving it from one pile to the other, my clutter, that I don't have any time to grow in my relationship with Christ? Do I need to make a gratitude list for those things for which I am grateful? Do I need to seek greater contentment through my identity in Jesus Christ? Or is my clutter not so much from collecting, but maybe it's from just being so busy that I just keep piling things in the same spot, that I don't take time for those things that really matter? And that clutter really is just a symptom of that. That it really is a schedule that is out of control. So that, once again, I'm not living the full and abundant life in Christ that is possible. For me, I know when I get stressed and get busy, I notice piles start just stacking up on my desk in my office, at home, as you get junk mail or other mail, and I'll look at that later, kind of things, and it just stacks and stacks up. And for me, it is a symptom that I'm not going at the right pace. And so if I'll organize my desk, or if I'll organize my counter space and get rid of those things that are just cluttering it up, for me, that reduces my stress. It helps me focus. It helps me remember that it's just a symptom that I've let my schedule get away from me. Jesus tells us in John chapter 10, verse 10, reminds us that the thief comes only to kill and steal and destroy. But I've come that you may have life and may have it abundantly. And as we focus on gratitude and on contentment in any and all circumstances, like Paul, we begin to experience that abundant life. So whether clutter is causing the distress in your life, or whether it's simply a symptom of distress in another one of the parts of your life, taking the steps to clear the clutter can free us so that we may live more fully in Christ, so that we are freed to love God and to love others and to spend our life on what really does matter. Gratitude, contentment, a reminder of who and whose we are. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, Lord, we do give you thanks for material blessings, even the poorest of us in this country is so much wealthier than so much of the world. And God, we admit to you that there are times when we let that just get away from us, either through our own greed and desire to acquire more and more and newer and better, or just through stress and letting clutter pile up. Lord, help us to take hold of the life that really is life, that life found in you, that life that follows a rhythm and that includes letting go of those things that bind us, that we may be bound more tightly to you. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.